on the BBC World Service in association with ABC and All India Radio. This is Stumped.
Hello and welcome to Stumped, your weekly saunter down the cobbled boulevards of Cricketsville. I'm Alison Mitchell in London.
I'm Jim Maxwell in Sydney.
I'm Charu Sharma, delighted to be back in Bangalore for All India Radio and on Stump.
Now, we all love a good board game, don't we? A game of cards or a quiz that brings the family all together to get those competitive juices flowing. But have you ever played a household game that was all about cricket? Well, a new exhibition at Lord's is showcasing the best cricket games from the last 100 years. Stumped reporter Hannah Sander went along to have a play.
Welcome to the home of cricket, Lord's Cricket Ground in London, and I've brought some real-life cricket players with me to help us have a go on these games.
Hey, I'm Harry Pulmore, and I'm a fast bowler.
I'm Nick Govins, and I'm an opening batsman.
I'm George Scott, and I'm an all-rounder.
I'm Robbie Wyatt, and I'm a batsman wicketkeeper.
And Charlotte Goodhue, who's the MCC Collections Manager. Charlotte, what are we looking at today?
A Century of Cricket Games exhibition, which basically looks at cricket, card, board and table games over the last 100 years.
And we've got a game on the table in front of us.
We are batting first, me and Harry Podmore. We're actually opening up our innings and it's a game using die.
So the game is called How's That? And it dates from 1945.
One run, Podder's on strike.
Really exciting moment this.
He's hurt.
Not out.
What's actually going on in this game? Because I'm lost already.
On the scorecard, we've got our batting lineup. So we've chosen a selective team. Me and Harry are opening up. And then you've got some legends of the game coming down. You're in Flintoff, Warne, Tino Best. One run.
How did you go about finding all these games?
I reached out to game designers and game collectors for information about the history and the development of games generally. And I came across a group of board game geeks.
Do they call themselves board game geeks?
Yeah, there's a website called boardgamegeeks.com.
Excellent. So we're now looking at all the games displayed on the walls around the museum.
They are very, very small, very delicate pieces of artwork. To be honest, you know, that you can tell they're handmade.
How many games are there in this exhibition?
Last year we started with 30 games. Now we have nearly 100 games in the collection.
There are plastic games, handmade games, mass-produced games, games that test your knowledge of cricket statistics. What do we have in front of us?
So this is Stumps, and it dates from 1937.
We're just placing our fielders around the board, so we're trying to obviously cover most of the areas. This is a bit more cricket orientated.
This is a bit more strategical. We've got a big area here with different sections relating to the number of runs. So the further you go towards the edge of the board, the more runs you get.
The bowler delivers his ball by taking up the top card from his pack and placing it face down on one of the three spaces. The batsman, as soon as he has turned the bowler's card face upward, will play his stroke.
Oh, Holly.
What'd you get for that?
Middle.
No.
Off drive. N2.
N2 is middle.
Okay, so you get two.
Awesome.
Now we're getting the hang of this.
It's next ball.
It's actually so much easier.
Middle stump.
Right.
Some of these games are so complicated and some of them don't replicate cricket at all and they're just complete chance.
One final game here.
Card game. It's called Run Out and it was made in 1934.
What are we seeing here?
Like a normal deck of cards, as in like your normal playing cards, but they've just got numbers of how many runs you score when you turn it over. The little men on them playing some good shots.
In terms of showing you what's going on, this is probably the best game for a beginner. 40. 46. 50. Raise your bat. Cheers, boy.
And what happens to the collection now?
Perhaps people would like to bring their own cricket games along and share them with other people.
Great, so I could come along of an evening to Lord's and play a board game in the middle of winter.
Exactly, especially in the run-up to Christmas, I think that would be really nice when people are thinking about perhaps games that they're buying for their family.
Is that stumped? So you're out?
You're out for two.
Okay,
so I got two.
So can I bat now?
Yeah, you bat now.
Yes. Standard innings.
So for all you board game geeks out there, the exhibition is running for the next 2 years.
Hannah Sander with that report from Lords. It's a lot of memories come flooding back there for me, Jim and Chow. I don't know how you feel about the things you've heard, but the ones I remember, armchair cricket was one where you had cards numbered 1 to 11. You'd have six cards each. Some of them would have pictures of cricketing equipment, bats, pads, gloves, stumps on them, and one person would bowl and lay down a card, and the other person would be batting and lay down a card for how many runs. But it could get really complicated with overthrows and quick singles and run-outs. But my brother and I had reckoned that if you wanted to actually play a test match, you would have to get through the pack of cards about 60 times and play for about 30 hours. So that was maybe why we got a bit bored with that one. But the one which really got a good run was test match. Now, did you have this, or is this more of an 80s, 90s thing with the green felt tablecloth that you would whack over the dinner table? That was the outfield. You'd have these little figurines for fielders. One person operated the batsman and the other the bowler, who I feel like I need to do a radio demo here. But if you think of a bowler with his arms stretched out like an aeroplane, but then slightly tilted, you would put this tiny ball bearing at the arm that's raised the highest. You would tip it, and then the ball would effectively roll down the arms with this little runway onto the green felt, down like a little half-pipe ramp, and then it rolled out onto the mat and the batsman would try and hit it. But that got a lot of hours' time, I can tell you, in the Mitchell household growing up.
Yeah, I remember
that's what it's all about.
Yes. I had it on the floor in the spare room, but it was quite lumpy, that outfield. I actually ironed it once, but I think I sort of burnt a bit of it off on the iron.
Yeah, you can't play on creaky, lumpy floorboards.
But you see, you needed two to play. I mean, I was an only child, and we didn't have TV. My parents wouldn't have TV in those days. So you had to amuse yourself. There were no computer games or any of that stuff. So I used to, rolling the pencil, I refined that one, or picking numbers out that are on a piece of paper and the rest of it out of two jars to play a game of cricket, or actually doing it by playing a game of patience. That'll take a while to explain, but I've worked that one out as well. So, after the train set had gone, that's what I moved to before I was kicked out of the house and told to actually go and play cricket.
Get into the outdoors.
Yeah, that was the whole point, to be outdoors. And I suppose a lot of these games you talk about, or perhaps those that are displayed at Lords, didn't quite make it to our soil here in India. But I remember that the most elementary form, and that's what all of us used to sort of, when we were indoor play, is book cricket in its most elementary form. You take a nice sort of, mid-sized book, and you open it at random. Of course, you put a name of 11 players down, versus 11, and sometimes you'd have your favorite players in there, and you'd cheat a bit because, the pages of the book would get worn, and you know where the 6 was. So you open up the book, and it says 56, which would be 6. It'll be 54 or whatever, it'll be 4. And, of course, it'll be 70, and that's 0, and that's out. So, and you'd keep getting these scores on. So that was very elementary. But, recently, I must mention this. Sorry, Alison. Recently, I met the younger brother of a friend of mine who played Ranji cricket for India, Vikram Dayal, his brother, Dr. Aditya Dayal, I think, who has invented another board game or a table game called Throw Motion. And it's about a 5-6 foot arena where it's a little more sophisticated. It has a net around it so the ball doesn't fly all over the place, but you can hit it about 15, 16, 20 feet if you time the bat well. So you can control the bat, a little tiny figure, and you can control a sort of a bowling machine on the other side. So it's pretty fascinating. It's meant to kind of be the cricket version of foosball, table football.
Yeah.
And, so that's, of course, the latest, but I'm sure there are many such versions in the past as well.
Well, this isn't necessarily a card or a board game, but did you ever play pub cricket? Now, maybe this is a very English thing with the classic pub names on those long, tedious car drives you were doing with your parents as children. It would be trundling through these B roads through the villages, and you got runs for however many legs there were in the name of the pub that you drove past. So if you drove past the King George, you would get 2 runs because he's got 2 legs. But if it was the Queen's Head or the Royal Oak, then there's no legs, so you'd be out. But I'll tell you, the best one was when you drove past the Fox and Hounds, because there were legs galore. So that was a long car journey broken up by the pubs.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to sound like a sad sack, but we had no car when I was growing up, and we certainly did not have television either. So it was just make up your own thing and carry on.
Well, Jim, we know what we're going to do when there's a rain break at the next test match, don't we? Will you bring your Howzat pencils?
I actually have some metal ones that I bought in England years ago. So I'll bring them out. But it never rains in Australia.
Ah, never, never. Look forward to it. Now, if you're listening to us on the podcast, then stay with us because Stumped Extra Cover is coming up and England's Director of Cricket, Andrew Strauss, will tell us why he thinks a new points system can transform international cricket. And Jim will tell us why all the Australians in the IPL are dropping like flies. Cool. But on the BBC, ABC and All India Radio, that's it for this week. So thanks to Jim Maxwell and Cherry Sharma. Join us all again next time on Stumped. Bye for now.
On the BBC World Service, on ABC and on All India Radio, this is Stumped.